Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Oh, Jonathan Chancellor, there will be an augmented reality game for property purchasing very shortly. No bones about that, Jonathan.
Because you can't afford it?
Yeah, because you can't afford it, so you might as well do it in augmented reality. Hey, listen, speaking of which, the number of properties up for auction around the country seems to be falling at this point very, very quickly.
Yeah, look, it's obviously a bit of winter, but it's also, you know, perhaps a bit of fatigue. Perhaps people realise that they're not going to get the price that they might have got a year ago. But I mean, it's interesting. I mean, next weekend Sydney has just 300 auctions, which is half the amount of the same Saturday last July. So it's interesting. It's you know, obviously the numbers picked up on the weekend, Ross, because the weekend before was the election, and instead of 200, there was 400.
But are the clearance rates okay? What are they looking
yeah,
like?
Yeah, no, look, still in the 70s. So, you know, the truth is both Melbourne and Sydney, according to Dr. Wilson of the Australian Property Monitors, are, you know, on the improve. I mean, they're not at the 80% that they were at this time last year.
And I mentioned it earlier, what about the forecast from BIS Shrapnel? I mean, suggesting that property prices, well, if not, they won't fall, but the growth rate certainly will come off in a big way.
Yeah, and look, obviously they pinpointed Perth and Darwin especially as the ones which were going backwards in a big way. I think they Angie Zygmunis there said that Perth from peak to trough would be 23% down.
Gee, I tell you what, that's going to be interesting. But already those markets are falling and have been falling, and there'll be no surprise with the downturn in the commodities markets and some of their big infrastructure projects that they continue to fall. Speaking of Perth, one of the most famous homes in Perth in Cottesloe, that of Alan Bond, the late Alan Bond, has been sold, but didn't bring necessarily as much as I thought it might have bought.
Look, they were after, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 4.5 to 5. And in the end, his daughter, Jodie, who's an estate agent over there, Jodie Fuster, she secured 3.95 for it in Cottesloe. You know, it's sort of a villa-style house, which Alan Bond had built back, I think, 1992 was when he built
it. Actually, I must admit, I think there's a couple of very famous stories about that house, which I can't tell on air right now. Anyway, so leave those ones go. The other one, Gay and Robbie Waterhouse, they're in Clifton Gardens on the Sydney Harbour in Sydney. They've sold that property also.
Yeah, another one that was on a bit of a slow track. Alan Bond had been up since August of last year, and Gay and Robbie were quick listers early this year. I think it was January or February, but they only sold it on Friday. They were actually, if you look at their Twitter and Instagram, they're over at Newmarket, catching up with the Kamanis over at the races over in London. But they did the deal on Friday, I think, for about $5 million. They wanted $6 million, but they've taken $5 million. It was a long time investment property, so they'd moved out quite a long time ago.
Jonathan Chancellor, propertyobserver.com.au, and we'll speak to Jonathan again next Monday evening.